this, and there's a most beautiful red-headed one with white wings that comes here and eats my dog food.
Eat your dog food?
Mm-hmm. He is beautiful.
How big is he?
Oh, he's a pretty good-sized bird. About so long from head to tail.
Oh, about
and when
10
he
inches.
Spreads those white wings, he's beautiful.
Oh.
The red head, and then a black, and then white.
Do they have different names for different kinds of them?
Mm-hmm. But I don't know them. They're just woodpeckers to me.
Do you ever hear one called a sapsucker?
Yes. I don't know whether that's the same as a woodpecker or not.
All right. There's a kind of animal that if you mess with him, he will spray you with a very...
And he has a white stripe down his back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the funniest thing how words just won't come to my mind when I want them. Skunk.
Sure. Skunk. Hear him called anything else? Ever hear him called a polecat?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
If you had some small little animals that were getting after your chickens, for example,
mink?
You might say, well, anybody, you know, if you were a farmer.
Mink.
Yeah, I'm really going a little bit farther than that. Say there were minks and rats and foxes even. Mm-hmm. You'd say, I got to get rid of all those.
Pests.
Varmints.
Farm pests?
No, varmints.
Varmints, yes, they are varmints.
Is a varmint always small? Or could a big animal, like, say, a wildcat or a bear, be a varmint?
Well, is there a limit to the size of a varmint?
That's what I'm asking you.
I don't think so.
Right? You ask it better than I did. Are there kinds of people known as varmints?
Well, I'd say some of them are.
What would it take to be a varmint if you were a person?
Oh... Well, you'd have to be very obnoxious.
Would you be likely to use varmints to refer to a people?
Certain ones I might.
All right. What kind of squirrels are there around this area?
Well, the red squirrel, one called a fox squirrel, a gray squirrel.
What does a fox squirrel look like?
He's kind of reddish.
He's different from a ordinary red squirrel.
I think so. But it's the gray squirrels that eat up all my pecans.
Oh, do they?
Two big pecan trees in the backyard. I never get a pecan. Squirrels eat them before they're even ripe.
Is that right? Oh.
They eat them when they're green, dig a hole in them, and drop them to the ground.
All you get's the shell. Oh, that's a shame. Oh, what is a little animal akin to a squirrel who lives on the ground and he's sort of brownish gray and has little stripes on his back?
Chipmunk.
Right. There is a kind of shellfish that you're only supposed to eat in months that have R in them. These are?
Oysters.
If you go around a pond at night, you may hear sort of a croaking sound, and this would be a?
Frog.
Right. Is a bullfrog different from a frog?
Well, I think so. He's bigger for one thing.
All right. What about something similar to this that lives on land and doesn't go around the water?
Toad.
All right. Now, is this the right distinction, that a frog lives near water and a toad?
I think that's correct.
All right. Small green frogs that make a piping noise are?
Tree frog.
If you're going fishing, you'll dig up something to use as bait. This is a...
Wims.
Oh, come on. you wouldn't say a wim.
Wims.
Would an earthworm and a red...